trace our lineage all the way back to the day of Christ. And we're not of the church. The first church was of Jerusalem, but he organized his church during his personal ministry, and then they began to worship after he died from the day of Pentecost. Peter was the pastor of this church, and that was the first church. And he goes, at the end, when he gave the church the commission, he said, I'll go away. And he said, if I'll go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Well, there you may be also. But he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. So when I saw, I would have told you. And he's going to prepare this place for us. And then he's going to come back. Well, Christ has gone away. He's been gone about nearly 2,000 years, hasn't he? I said it was from the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth 2,000 years before the flood. After the flood, 2,000 years to Christ. Christ has never been gone 2,000 years. The Lord said he built the earth in 7 days, or 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, and he tells them in under the law, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Well, the Sabbath, we use worship on Sunday because we call that our Sabbath. We don't know when Saturday was or Sunday was or the sixth day or seventh day. Man done that. Most all this came from most of our things was really came out of the Catholic Church, what we were man living at. Somebody said, well, is it true or tradition says this or tradition says that? Tradition ain't no good. If you can't prove it, you got to have the facts. History will tell you the truth about things. Well, Christ, I say in my belief, my Bible teaches that God built the earth in 6 days, seventh day he rested. He had already two dispensations happen, the flood, Christ coming. The third one's coming. He said, the day with the Lord over in Peter is of 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is of 1 day. So I say that 7,000 years, 6,000 years is yet about gone by. Christ is going to come back. Before Christ comes back, we're going to have what we call the tribulation period, 7 years. You remember another place in the Bible it says, when you see this fig tree budding, stand you at the door. Well, Israel is God's chosen people. He scattered them in the whirlwind because they were disobedient. They sinned. And they're scattered all over this world. But in 1948, Israel became another nation. God is bringing them back. We see this fig tree budding now. So, the time has just about run. Say 2,000, your 6,000 years will be up. If that be the time that, man got it close to God's time, according to the time. So he's coming back. But first Christ is coming back to rapture his church. Now what is his church? The people that are saved. And he's come back. He says that, as I said a while ago, when you see the fig tree budding, you know that the time is nigh, even at the door. Well, Israel's done made a nation. Christ says he's going to come back and set his throne up right where they crucified him. That's right there in Jerusalem. He's going to be the king of this world. Now, man has always tried to conquer the world. You know all about history, about our pharaohs and our kings and Julius Caesar and all of them, and even down to Hitler. They wanted to conquer the world. Of course, Hitler made his downfall because he began to persecute the Jews, kill the Jews. God seemed to it that it wouldn't happen.